We're going to start Brochos Daf Tezayin Omud Aleph, 5 lines from the top of the Omud. Hakira lemafreya lo yotzo v'chulei. We saw in the Mishnah on Daf Tezvav Omud Aleph that Kriyas Shema has to be said in sequence, in order. You can't say it out of order. Says the Gemara, Reb Ami v'Reb Asi have a kotrin le gnona Reb Elozo. Reb Ami and Reb Asi were engaged in stringing up a chuppah for Reb Elozo, who's getting married that day, obviously. Omar lohu, Reb Elozo said to Reb Ami and Reb Asi, Ad hachi v'hachi ezel v'eshma milzer de beis midrasha. In the meantime, while you're preparing the chuppah, I'll go to learn in the beis medrash. V'aisi v'eima lohu, and then I'll come back and I'll tell you what's being learnt in the beis medrash. Ozal, he went to the beis medrash, Ashkechei letano dektoni kamei de Reb Yochanan, and he found that they were engaged in saying over shmuis of Divrei Torah to Reb Yochanan as follows: Koro v'ta'a v'eino yodea leichon ta'a. If somebody was reading the Shema and at some point he realized, whoa, have I made a mistake? Where am I up to? Be'emta perek yachzor l'roish. If he knows that he's mixed up someplace in one of the three parokim, he should go back to the beginning of that perek. Bein perek leperek. If he got confused between one perek and the next, he knows he finished one of the three prokim, he doesn't know which one. Yachzo leperek rishon, he goes back to the end of the first perek because he knows he definitely said one perek. So he does not need to repeat the first perek, but the second and third perek he has to say again. Bein ksiva leksiva, he knows he said the word uchsavtem, but he doesn't know if it was the uchsavtem in the first parasha or in the uchsavtem of the second parasha. Yachzo l'ksiva rishena. He has no choice, he has to go back to the first uchsavtem. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said to the one who said these halachas, Lo'ishonu elo shelo'i posach b'leman yirbu yameichem. This halacha that we just heard now in the Beis Medrash, that if you got confused, you have to go back to the last place that you're 100% sure that you were not confused. That's all if you got confused before the Leman Yirbu Yameichem. Aval Pasach B'Leman Yirbu Yameichem. If you already started the Leman Yirbu Yameichem, Sirchei Nokat V'Osi, we assume that naturally and instinctively he said the whole parasha in order and he did not get confused. So unless he's sure otherwise, if he's not sure and he knows that he definitely said till Leman Yirbu Yameichem in the right order, we assume that till the end of Shema, he said in the right order. Also, v'omar lohu. Rabbi Elozo came back to Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi and relayed back to them this halacha. Omru leis, Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Asi said to Rabbi Elozo, ilu leibonu elo lishmoi adoro zeh dayenu, it would have been enough, it would have been worthwhile coming here just to hear this halacha. Says the Mishnah, ha'umnin kairin b'roi sha'ilon, the workers who are working on a tree, the tree tops, or b'roish hanadvach, or in a building site high up on some wall, they can say Shema even though they're high up, they don't need to come down. Masha'inan roshoi nasas kein b'tfilah. However, that's only true regarding Shema. Regarding tefillah, where you need even more concentration, you're not allowed to say the Shemoneh Esrei at the top of a tree or the top of a wall. Continues the Mishnah, Chosen Potter Mekriyas Shema Laila Rishoino. A Chosen, the first night that he gets married, he's otherwise preoccupied and his mind cannot focus on the Shema. He's Potter from Shema the first night of Ad Motzei Shabbos Imloi Osa Maisa. All the while that he does not have reason to calm down, providing it's till Motzei Shabbos, from when he gets married till the first Motzei Shabbos, then he's Potter from Kriyas Shema. Umaisa Reb Gamliel Shenosa Isha V'Koro Laila Rishoino. Reb Gamliel got married, and on that very night that he got married, he did say Shema. Omruloi Talmidov, the Talmidov asked him, L'maditeinu Rabbeinu Shechosn Potter Mikriyas Shema. You taught us that Chosn is Potter from Kriyas Shema on the first night when he gets married. Omar Lohem, Eini Shemea Lohem Levatil Heimeni Melchus Shemaim Afilu Shor Achas. You may be right halachically, but I'm not allowing anybody to take away, to deprive me of being mekabel all of Melchus Shemaim, even for 1 hour. Says the Gemara, Tonu Rabbonum, Ha'umnin Koirin Baroish Ho'ilon Baroish HaNidvach, U'mispalelim Baroish HaZayis U'Baroish HaTe'ino, V'shar Kol Ha'ilonis Yoldim Lamata U'mispalelin. similar to what we saw in the Mishnah, that you can say Kriyas Shema at the top of any tree or the top of a wall. However, Shmoneh Esrei generally is not allowed to be said on top of the tree. There are, however, two exceptions. If the tree has got many leaves and is very wide and secure, then a person is not so afraid of falling, he'll be able to concentrate, and that is a fig tree and an olive tree. However, the owner who's employing these employers, he's not being paid for his time, he's the boss. He has to go down and daven Shmoneh Esrei in a place where he can lekatchila have proper kavana. It's true that the Barosh HaTeino and Barosh HaZayis, we allow the workers, because what can we do? Bittel Malacha, it's going to be a nezek for them, for the owners, we will makel. But we have no reason to be makel for the balabais. Continues the Gemara, Romi Le Rav Meri Bro de Bas Shmuel. Rav Meri, who was the son of Rochel, who happened to be the daughter of Shmuel, Rashi explains why he's associated to his mother and why his mother doesn't have is not mentioned by name, and that's because there was a very unfortunate situation that she conceived him outside the marriage because she was captured by the Goyim there. And therefore we don't embarrass him, so we just call him Bro de Bas Shmuel, Lerava. He asked Rava the following question. Tnan, we learned Omnin Kairin Barosh Ha'ilon or Barosh HaNadvach, the workers are allowed to say Shema at the top of a wall or at the top of a tree. Alma Loi Boye Kavona. From the fact that you're allowing me to say Shema, it's clear and apparent that I do not need a very high level of Kavona to say the Shema. Uraminu, we have a stira. It says in the parash of Shema, Shema Yisrael, here, in another pasuk it says, Haskes, make sure you're completely focused, Ushma Yisrael, and listen, Klal Yisrael. Ma lahalon b'haskes, in the same way as the Shema, in the pasuk of Haskes or Shema Yisrael, that demands a haskes, which means don't be involved in anything else, don't allow yourself to be distracted at all. Afkan, so too is Shema Yisrael. But haskes, how can you say that we're allowed to say the Shema at the top of a tree? Ishtik, Robert didn't have anything to answer. Omale, Robert asked Rev Meri, Midi Shmiel Chabaha, did you hear anything? Have you got anything to be mechadish about this halacha? Omar Le, Hachi Omar of Sheshes, Vuhu Shabatelin Memelachton Vekirin. Of course, you have to concentrate when you're saying the Shema. The Brisa that says that you're allowed to say the Shema, even at the top of a tree, is referring to when they're not working while they're actually saying the Shema. Lekatchila, we thought, Ha'umnin Kirin. Even when they're in the middle of working, doing what they're doing at the top of the tree, we ask the kasha, that's not called haskes. It says Rav Sheshes, if they stop working, they're allowed to stay at the top of the tree and say Shema. Well, Tanya, we ask a stira from a braisa, Beis Hillel Oimrim, Oiskin b'melachton v'koirin, you're allowed to say the Shema even when you're occupied doing your work. Loi kasha, ho b'perek rishon, ho b'perek sheni. In the first perek, according to this Manda Omar, we don't paskenek that, we paskenek Rava, that only the first pasuk needs kavana on this level, but the Gemara's lashon here is beperek rishon, the first perek, according to the Manda Omar, that you have to have kavana the whole first perek. That's when you're not allowed to be working. That's when you need to have the haskes. And the perek sheni from the second and third perek, there we do not have a haskes, and she's allowed to even be working when saying kriyas shema. Continues the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon. Hapoyalim shayoisin melocha itzel balabais kirin kriyas shema. If you had workers who are employed to work by the balabais, and it's now time for kriyas shema, they say the shema. Umavarchin lefaneo ulachreo, they say the birchas shema before and after. Va'ichlin piton, and they can eat. This is obviously talking about after tefillah. They're not allowed to eat before they daven. And the Mefarshim explain why. The Gemara mentions it in this sequence. Umavarchin lefanel, they can make a bracha rishayna on their bread, namely amitzi lechem in aret ulachreo, and they can say birchas hamazon. Umispalelin tefillah shel Shmoneh Esrei, and they can dap Shmoneh Esrei. Aval ein yodim lefanel teva, we don't allow them to take up so much time by waiting for the shliach tzibur. Ve'inos in kapem, and we don't let them duchen. We don't, if they're koyanim, they're not allowed to spend their time with birchas koyanim. Instead of working, asks the Gemara, how can you say umispalim tefillas shel Shmoneh Esrei that they can daven a whole Shmoneh Esrei? V'otanya me'en yudches, Did we not learn in a Braisa that they should only say an abridged, a shortened version of Shmoneh Esra? And this is a sugya we're going to see later on Daf Chav Ches. Omer Rav Sheshes Leikashia. Horeb and Gamliel. According to Rabbi Gamliel, you have to say the whole Shmoneh Esra. Rabbi Yeshua holds that you can say the abridged version of Shmoneh Esra. Asks the Gemara, if you're taking it to the Machlekes, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel on Daf Chav Ches, Rabbi Yeshua, my Iriya Poyalim, afilu kol adam nami. Rabbi Yeshua maintained that you can always say Shmoneh Esra in a shortened version. You don't need to be a poel for that. Elo aydi v'aydi Rabbi Gamliel. We're talking about Rabbi Gamliel that says that all normal people, without specific circumstances, they should say a full Shmoneh Esra. V'loi kasha kan bo'isin b'schoron. In the event that they're being paid by their owners, not only their meals, but also a wage, then you have to be very, very careful not to take away from their time, and you're not allowed to daven the whole Shmoneh Esra. Kan bo'isin b'sudasan. But if the only wages they're getting is the food that they're eating, then that's not so great, and therefore we allow them to those extra minutes to say the whole Shmoneh Esra. V'otanya, and proof to this is from the Braisa, ha'poyalim shayu oisim melacht on etel balabais, koirin kriya shema, umispalilin. Here the order is in the right sequence, in the way it's mutter to do it, first kriya shema, then tefillah, v'oichlin piton. And here it says, ein mevorchin lefoneo, you're not allowed to make a bracha of ametzi lechem in oret, avul mevorchin la'achreo, but you are allowed to say birchas hamozin, shtayim, two of the four brachas of birchas hamozin. Ketzad how bracha rishona ketikuna, the first bracha they can say regularly, like we all do. Shnia, the second bracha, poiseach bebirchas oretz, he starts noidelecha as we do. Vekoilin in boinei Yerushalayim, he incorporates mentioning Yerushalayim in that second bracha of noidelecha bebirchas oretz. But the Braisa continues, and this is really what we wanted from this Braisa. Bamei dvarim amurim, when is it true that they have to cut down Bo'isin b'scharon, if they're getting paid for their work, not only their meals, but also wages. Bo'isin b'sudason, but if all they're getting is their meals, o'ishohoyo balabais meisvi moem, or if the owner appreciates them and is much of them enough that he's eating with them, then he's clearly not so makpid on them, mvarchin kitikuno, in that case, they can bench regularly because the balabais allows them to. Continues the Gemara. Chosn potur mekriyas shema. The Mishnah mentioned that Laila Rishayna until Matzah Shabbos, a chosn is potur. He's otherwise engaged in his mind is otherwise occupied with the mitzvah he has to do, and therefore he's potur from kriyas shema. We're going to now see till the Mishnah a whole sugya that we've had before, so we're not going to elaborate on it now. We're just going to read it, and I'm sure you all remember this Gemara from a previous sugya. We saw this on Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. Tonu Rabbonon, b'shivtecho b'beisecho. The Pasuk says that you have to say Kriyas Shema b'shivtecho b'beisecho when you're sitting in your house. Prat la'oisik b'mitzvah. If you're otherwise engaged in doing a mitzvah, you're part of Kriyas Shema. Uvelechtecho v'aderech, when you're going on the way, prat l'chosn. Mikan, from here we learn, omru ha'koinesis ha'besula, potur v'salmono chayiv. My mashma, where do we see in the Pasuk that you're only chayiv to say Kriyas Shema if you're not oisik b'mitzvah? Omer Papa ki derech. The pasuk says uvlech techov aderech. You have to say Shema. And derech typically is somebody who's going for his own journeys, not because he's busy doing a mitzvah now. Ma derech roshus afhochanami roshus. Milo eskinon dekozel ledvar mitzvah. Afilo hachom rachmon elikri. Could it not be the pasuk says uvlech techov aderech? Whenever you're on the way, you have to say Kriyas Shema, even when you're doing a mitzvah. Says the Gemara, "Imkain le mikra beleches would be enough to say beleches baderech. What's uvelech techo? My belech techo. Shema mino beleches titcho. Who de mechayeves? How the mitzvah p'tiris? If you're going on the dvar mitzvah, you're potter." Asks the Gemara, "Ihochi my iria koines is habesula afilo koines is almono nami. Somebody who marries an almono, getting married is always a mitzvah. Why is he not potter? Hoche torid, hoche loy torid." His concerns and worries are only when he gets married to a girl, to a woman that's never been married before. Somebody who's been married before, he's less worried and less torod. So he's saying, if the whole gauge, what's mechayev me to say Kriyas Shema is worry, yehacha, imishum tirda, afila tovos finosi bayom nami. If so, if his ship sunk in the sea, he's also worried. He's also distressed. Aloma Omer Rabba Bar Zavda Omer Rav Oval, somebody who just lost a close relative who's clearly also in distress. Chayev b'chol mitzvahs amuras b'teira. He has to keep all the mitzvahs. Chutz min atfilin, besides atfilin, shari nemar behen pe'er. It says pe'er, shenemar pe'er cho chavoy sholecho. And Pe'er is a certain beauty, a certain royalty, and Oval doesn't have that. But all the other mitzvahs, which are not conditioned to Pe'er, is Chayiv, the Goymer, etc., etc., as we see on Daf Yud Aleph, Omri Hasam Tirda de Roshus, Hocha Tirda de Mitzvah. But in the case where the ship sunk, there was no mitzvah to be worried. Mashen Kinevehe, he's worried, there might not be a mitzvah to be worried, but he's worried about a mitzvah, and therefore he's Potter. Says the Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah we saw that Rav Gamliel, even though the halacha dictates that Chosn is potter from saying Kriyas Shema the first night, Rav Gamliel nonetheless did, and he explained himself in the Mishnah. Here we have another halacha that it seems Rav Gamliel acted contrary to the halacha. On the first night that his wife passed away, and he's clearly an oval or an oinon, these are sugyas discussed in the Rishonim, and he washed himself, and it's also Amru Le Talmidov Lematinu Rabbeinu She'Ovel also Lerchoitz. An Ovel is not allowed to wash himself. Amar Lohem Eini Kesher Bnei Adam Istinisani. I'm a very fussy, and it's going to disturb me tremendously. I'm not washing for Tainug, for pleasure. I'm washing just because I can't function without that, and therefore the Chachomim allowed me. We'll soon see. It's because it's only the Rabbanon. Ukeshameis Tovi Avdo. He continues the Mishnah. Rav Gamliel had a slave, an Eved Kenani, who died, kibel alof tanchumin. He allowed people to condole him. Omru loy talmidov lematenu rabbeinu she'in mekablin tchumin ala avodim. Did you not teach us that one is not mekabel tchumin for an Eved? Omer lohem ein tovi avdi kashar kol avodim. All other avodim are not as good, as not as straight, are not as kosher as tovi avdi. Kosher hoya, he was a good straight Eved, and therefore I'm allowed to receive tchumin. Continues the Mishnah, Choson imreitze likros kriyas shema laila orishoin koira. A choson who wants to say the kriyas shema even though he's potter, he's allowed to. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel oimer loy kolo roitze litel es Hashem yitil. The reason that the halacha is that a chosn is potter is because we assume that you can't concentrate. You're going to come along and tell everyone, no, I can concentrate. That's not a very humble way to behave. And unless he's a very known Talmud Chacham and a big person, an average person should not say the Shema. Says the Gemara. My Talmud Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. And obviously it's Rav Gamliel because at the beginning of the Mishnah, it's Rav Gamliel. What's the reason that he allowed himself to wash, even though the halacha is an oval is not allowed to wash? Kosovar aninus lailo derabonon, even though his wife died that very day, and this is the first night, and there's a machlekas, exactly, it's a Gemara in Zvachim, whether the dinim of avelus or the dinim of aninus apply midraisa midrabonon. Rav Gamliel held that it's only midrabonon. Tichsiv v'acharisa, and the end, kayoim mar, we associate it to the day that a person passes away, and not the night after it, and therefore it's only Rabbonon. Ubemokim istanis legoz rabbi Rabbonon. For somebody who's very, very fussy like me, I'm very fragile, and if I don't wash, I won't be able to function. Legoz rabbi Rabbonon, the Rabbonon allowed it. Continues the Gemara. Ukeshameis tovi avdoi v'chulu. Tanu Rabbonon, we saw in a braisa. Avodim ushvachis ein oimdim aleim b'shura. We know, and some still have the custom today, that after a levaya, an oval walks between two rows of people, and they give him tchumin, tanchumin. It says, if the eved or shivcha passed away, then einoim demaleim b'shura, and the poiskim all ask here, what's really going on? A person is only an oval when a close relative passes away, not when a slave passes away. So the whole sugya of avelos and tanchumin, where does that come in? Either way, v'ein oimrim aleim birchas avelim, there's a special brocha one says to an oval during the first sudas havrah, the first meal that the avelim eat. The food comes from other people. It's called birchas rechova. It was commonly eaten outside, and whilst the avelim were eating their first sudah, people would give them a brocha. It's a sugya in Ksubas Daf Ches. But if a eved or shivcha dies, then the owners, one doesn't say to the owners or those that were the owners, birchas avelim, v'tanchumi avelim, nor does one give them condolences. The maid servant of Rabbi Eliezer passed away, she died. Nichnasu talmidav lenachma, his talmidim came in to console him. Kivan shara'i, so he saw them coming in, and he assumed that they were coming to console him. Olo la'aliyah, he went up to the attic, to the floor upstairs, he was avoiding them. Va'olu acharav, they followed him. Nichnas lan pilin, there was some anteroom, some room that was outside, where, on the way into a traklin, to some other hall, and he went into that little room, again, trying to avoid them. Nichnasu acharov, they followed him into there. Nichnas l'traklin, he went into the traklin. Nichnasu acharov, they followed him into there. Omar lohem, he said to them, k'meduma ani she'atem nichvim b'poishim, I assumed and thought that you'd get the message with warm water. Achshav, y'atem nichvim afilu b'chamei chamin. So the marshal is, if you want to test whether something is hot, whether you're going to burn yourself, try with lukewarm water. When it gets hot enough that you burn yourself, don't just continue with even hotter water till you really burn yourself with boiling hot water. So here too, he was telling them, I don't understand. I went away from you, so you realize this is inappropriate. Why do you keep running after me? Loikach shanisi lochem, did I not teach you avodim ushvachis einoim demaleim b'shura? Ve'einoim remaleim b'rechas aveilim? Ve'loitan chumi aveilim? Eloma oim remaleim? What do you say to the owner that lost the shivcha? You just greet him in the same way as you greet somebody whose donkey or his ox had just passed or had just died. And what do we say? Hashem should fill your lack. You've lost money, they were worth something, they were working for you. Hashem should fill what you've lost. So too, you say to somebody whose slave or maidservant died, it's not more than an asset, but it's not irrelative. And here the Mefarshim asks, since one does say to somebody whose maidservant died, Hamoki Mimalech Hisreincha, why was Rabbi Elazar running away from them? Why didn't he assume that they were coming to say to him what they're allowed to say to him? So that's discussed in the Mefarshim. Continues the Gemara, Tanya Idach, we learnt in another Braisa, Avodim Ushvachais Ein Maspid in Oisan. We don't give them a hesped either. Rabbi Yossi Omarim, Eved Kosheru, if he's a kosher Eved, Oimrim Olov, we say, Hoi, woe, Ish Toiv, he was a good person, Venemon, he was trustworthy, Venene Miyagioi, and he benefited from the toil of his hands. Omru Loi, Imkein Mao Nachtal Ksherim, if you're going to give such a beautiful hesped for an Eved, what have you left for a good kosher Yisrael that dies? Continues the Gemara Tonu Rabbonon. Ein Koirin Ovois Elo L'Shleisha. There are only three individuals that we call them our fathers. And they are obviously Avram, Yitzhak, and Yaakov, to the exclusion of the Shvatim. Vein Koir Nimois Elo L'Arba. And the Imois, there's only four. There's Sarah, Avram's wife, Rivka, Yitzhak's wife, Rochel and Leah, Yaakov's wives. Ovois, why Ovois Maitam? Why do you exclude the Shvatim? We all come from one of the Shvatim. So Avram is not more my ancestor than Reuven or Shimon or whichever Shevet I come from. If it's because you can only call somebody an Av, if you're 100% certain he's definitely your ancestor, since you don't know from which Shevet you come from, you can't call them an Av. There were four Imois, you can never be a descendant of more than three of them, Sarah, Rivka, either Rachel or Leah. Lo yodinon im Rachel kosinon, im Leah kosinon. So not knowing wouldn't be a good reason to explain why Ovois is only three. Elo atocha chashiva. These three were more important than the rest, the descendants after that. Tfei lo chashivi. The rest are less chashiv. Continues the Gemara Tanya Idach, we learned in another Braisa. Avodim ushvachis in Kirin Oisom Abba Ploini. It was common to call people with a title, like we have Mr., Mrs., they have Abba Ploini, which is it's like father, but even to somebody who wasn't your father, you would call him father, Reuven, father, Shimon, whatever. Ve'ima Ploinis. But Avodim ushvachis, you're not allowed to. Why? Because if you're going to call this Eved Abba Shimon, people are going to think that you're a child of this slave, and they're going to start doubting your yichus. So if you're a kosher Yisrael, never ever call a slave with the term Abba or Ima. V'sherb Gamliel, but the descendants of Rebbe Gamliel, who they how you kirin oisam Abba Ploini v'Ima Ploinis, they did call people slaves, Abba or Ima. Asks the Gemara, Maisa Lister. First you say it's Asa, and then you say that in Rabbi Gamliel's family they did. That's a contradiction. Mishum de Chashiva. It's not a contradiction. For everybody else it's Asa, but the descendants of Rabbi Gamliel, they are very choshev, they're well known, they're important people, everybody knew who they were, nobody would doubt that they came from Avodim, and therefore there was no problem of them calling Avodim with a term, with the title, Abba or Ima. Continues the Gemara, Omer Belozo. Maidich Siv, it says in the Pasuk, Kein Avorechecho Bechayoi, in Tehillim. David HaMelech says, I'm going to bless you, Hashem, with my life. B'Shimcho Eso Kapi. And with your name, I'm going to raise my hands, which often means tefillah, as we're going to see. Says the Gemara, Kein Avorechecho Bechayoi, ze Kriyas Shema. That's referring to Kriyas Shema. B'Shimcho Eso Chapoi is referring to tefillah. We've had before that Kapai, it was common that they used to raise their hands when davening. Vim oisakein, if indeed you're makbid to say Kriyas Shema and Tefillah the way you're supposed to, all of Akosov Oimer, then the next pasuk refers to you. The pasuk says, Kumoy chelev vodeshen tizba nafshi, that my nefesh, my spirit, will be filled like chelev and deshen. Not only that, you'll deserve, you'll merit Oilam Hazeh and Oilam Abo. Shneimer, as it says in the Pasuk, the same Pasuk, the Hemshech, with joyous songs. That means with different languages. Sfosai Rashi says the Sifsai is languages, not lips. That with the languages I will joyously sing to Hashem. Yehalil Pi. And the fact that it says renonois in plural form, it means that you're going to praise Hashem, sing Hashem in two places. Also Ilam Azeh, also Ilam Abo. Continues the Gemara. Rebbe Loza, Bosa de Mesayim, Tzloisei, Omar Hochi. We're going to now learn about a number of Chachomim who at the end of Shemini Esra, they would add a little tefillah. We all say Elokai Netzair, but that's just one of them. There's a whole load of different nuschois that different Chachomim said. We're going to learn now the whole list of the different tefillahs that different chachamim said. Rebbe Laza would say as follows: Yehi rotzein milfanecho Hashem Elokeinu, it should be your will, Hashem, shetishkein bepureinu, you should dwell in our lot, ava, love, achva, and brotherhood, v'sholim, peace, v'reos, and friendship, v'tarbe gvuleinu betalmidim, and you should give us the schus to have many talmidim, v'tatzliach soifeinu, Achris v'tikva, after long life we should merit at the end of our lives to see that we've managed to accomplish all those things we'd hoped to accomplish in our lives. V'tosim chalkeinu b'gan Eden, and help us that our chaluk should be in Gan Eden. V'sakneinu, and establish us with b'chaver toiv, the good friend, the good companion. V'yetze toiv bo'ilomecho, in your world, probably referring to this world. V'nashkim v'nimtzo yichul levaveinu, when we wake up in the morning, we should just feel that the yearning of our hearts is le'yiras shemecho, is tavyiras shemayim, v'tovi lefanecho kiras nafshenu le'toiva. And Rashi says this means all our needs, sipuk torchenu, and kiras ruchenu, our feelings of fulfillment, should all be filled le'toiva. Continues the Gemara, Rabbi Yochanan Basar de Mesayim Tzloisei Omer Hochi. At the end of Shemini Esra, Rabbi Yochanan said as follows: Yehi rotzein mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetatzitz b'boishteinu, you should gaze at our shame. V'tabit, you should be aware, you should act upon your awareness, b'ra'oseinu, and all the bad that's happening to us. V'tislabeish b'rachamecha, and you should don yourself with mercy. V'tiskase b'uzcha, and you should express your strength, obviously against the Roshoim and those who hurt us. V'tis asif b'chasidusecho, and you should be doned with kindness. V'tis azir b'chaninusecho, your graciousness. V'tovi lefanecho midas tuvcha, and your goodness. V'anvesanuscha, and your humility should be acted upon. Continues the Gemara, Reb Zeira, Bosa de Mesayim, Tzloi Se Omahochi. Yehi rotzein mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu. Shloi nechte, we shouldn't do averus, v'loi nevoi, shloi nikolim, we shouldn't be shamed or embarrassed, me'aviseinu, from our elders, our ancestors. Continues the Gemara, Reb Chia, Bosa de Matzli Omahochi. Yehi rotzein mufanecha Hashem Elokeinu, shetehi toirosecha umonuseinu. Your toirosh isn't something we should just do in our spare time. It should be something that's our umnus, our tradeship, our occupation. Ve'al Yidve libeinu, and in our hearts we should feel no pain. Va'al yachshechu einenu, and our eyes should not be dimmed. Continues the Gemara, and this is a very famous one. Rav Bosar Tzloisei Omar Hochi, Yihirotzim lefanach Hashem Elokeinu, Shetitein lonu chayim aruchim, long life, chayim shel shalom, peace, chayim shel toiva, goodness, chayim shel bracha, blessing, chayim shel parnosa, chayim shel chilut atzomis, being physically healthy, chayim sheyesh behem yiras chayt, we shouldn't do averus, chayim shein behem busha uchlimo, life that we should have no embarrassment and shame, chayim shel oisher v'chovoid, honor and wealth, chayim shetehei bonu avas teiro, it should be engraved in us, the avas teira v'yiras shemaim, chayim shetemali lonu kol mishalo yislibeinu letoiva, you should fill all our desires letoiva. Continues the Gemara, Rebbe, Bosor Tzloisei Omehochi, Yihirotzim lufanocha Hashem Elokeinu v'lekei avisenu, Shetatzileinu me'azei ponim, you save us from arrogant people, u'me'azos ponim, and from the middah of arrogance, me'odom ra, from evil people, u'mepegara, and from bad mishaps, u'me'yetzara, li'yetzahara, u'mechovira, mishochinra, mi'soton ha'mashchis, mi'din kosha, from a harsh judgment, mi baldin kosher, or from a harsh person taking us to judgment, bein shul ben buris, irrespective of whether the person we're afraid of is part of Klal Yisrael, bein she'enu ben buris, or even if he's not. And the Gemara says, va'af al gav dekaima kitzutze olei de Rebbe, even though Antoninus made sure there were constantly guards protecting Rebbe, in order to make sure no one would get to him, nonetheless Rebbe would daven to Hashem that it should be your will that nobody should be able to cause me any harm. Continues the Gemara, Rav Safra, Bosar, Tzloise, Amahochi, Yihirotzim lufanocha Hashem Elokeinu, Shetosim sholim bepamalya shel maila, there should be peace should reign amongst the heavenly courts, which is all the sorim, the ministers, which are responsible for the nations of the world. When there's sholim there, there's sholim in the world. When they're quarreling and fighting up there, then it's a mess down here. Ube pamalya shel maila, and also with the groups of chachomim down here, there should be peace between them. Ubeina talmidim oiskim b'toira secha, and there should be peace amongst all the talmidim who are learning your Torah. Ubeina oiskim lishma, irrespective of whether they're learning lishma, which is the way they should, learning just for the Torah's sake, because you appreciate how much it means to Torah and to Hashem that you're learning Torah. Ubeina oiskim shaloi lishma, and irrespective of whether they're learning with some type of ulterior motives, nonetheless, there should be peace between them. Those who are learning Torah, it should be your will. They should come to the Madrega that they can learn Torah lishma. I'm going to leave it here today, and we're going to carry on Daf Yud Zayin in the next share.